The original concept was we were interested in producing an exhibition of serious contemporary art that was created within the state. And so I began to look at a variety of artists who were making really wonderful work because there are a large number of people. And at one point I contacted one of the artists who, David Balin, who is in this exhibition, and it just kind of took off from there.
So is that the point at which you learned about the relationship that these three artists have with one another?
Yes, that's correct. At first, we were talking and he was interested in being considered for an exhibition. And almost immediately, he, and very enthusiastically, I must say, he commented that perhaps I should also consider Warren Criswell and Sammy Peters. And I was familiar with their work and, you know, immediately, you know, the wheels are turning in your head, and I'm thinking I was thinking of contacting them, but I didn't really see the connection with the three of them together. And David went on to explain that for nearly 30 years, the three of them have been meeting for lunch every other week, and have talked art and life and all of the other things that they're thinking about, and that in a certain way, the three of them had made a major impact on the other's work throughout time. I mean, the work that they create is all, each of the artists' work is very much of an individual vision. But, you know, after time you talk with someone and you learn a new technique or you, you know, talk about composition or whatever the case may be. And so they have, to some degree, had an influence on one another. And it just seemed like maybe that made sense. And the real clincher was when David explained to me that the three of them in this long span of time have never had an exhibition together. So we are very proud to be able to be the first venue for the three of them.
So from your trained eye, can you see the influences that they've had on one another?
You know, actually, I would have to say no. I haven't. We are going to have a gallery talk with the three artists together on March 12th at 3 p.m. And I certainly hope that some of that discussion will happen during that gallery talk where they may be able to explain a little bit. I don't know that you necessarily can say this spot or that thing has changed, but I know that they've discussed things like materials and ways of working and just general concepts, I think, perhaps is maybe been more of an influence. And they work in very, very different ways, but I know that they feel that they at least know one another's work probably better than anybody else in the world. So,
well, in what media do these artists work?
Well, David works primarily with charcoal and sometimes he actually even uses coffee on large, very, very large scale paper. Warren Criswell is sort of the most diverse of the three artists. He makes prints, he makes watercolors, paintings, sculptures, animations. He does quite kind of a wide variety of work. And Sammy Peters makes incredibly beautiful kind of mixed media and oil paintings that are abstract and really quite beautiful.
You mentioned earlier the gallery talk. Elaborate a little bit more about what that event will actually be and how it will give the public a better understanding of the works on display.
Well, what we have done is we've asked the three artists to come in and meet with whomever is interested, and they will. It will be a presentation that will not include slides or a dark room where you sit and listen to them have a lecture, but rather they will walk around the gallery and they will talk about really whatever it is that they feel that they would like to share with the audience. They'll perhaps explain a little bit about the work or their technique. And certainly my hope is that there will be some conversation about their relationship and their interaction as artists. And I think that that will be really interesting. And there certainly will be time for plenty of questions. I would like it to be very casual and have it be open to people to be able to comfortably come in and interact with them.
And these are three significant contemporary artists who've chosen to make their home in Central Arkansas.
Yes, they have. And they have quite extensive exhibition records. As a matter of fact, David Balin, well, is so busy that I'm trying to squeeze him in between a variety of other exhibitions he's having right now. We were going back and forth, and he was in L.A. for an extended period of time with a show that has just opened there. And so they're so busy, it's been tough to sometimes interact with them all. But yes, they're all very, very well-received artists who have had long careers and successful careers at making art, and they all live in Arkansas.
And how does this particular exhibition fit into the overall mission of the Bradbury Gallery and what you're trying to accomplish there?
Well, that's a good question. The Bradbury Gallery's mission is to exhibit contemporary art. We try to give kind of an overview of what is happening nationally and internationally, and we do incorporate into that local and regional artists as well, so you can kind of get a good idea of how some of our local artists are playing into the kinds of work that you may find at any museum or gallery across the country and around the world. What happened was we realized we hadn't really created an exhibition that focused specifically on successful and prominent local artists, or in this case, regional, I guess you would say, with people that had created work within the state. And so the decision was, well, what, you know, maybe we should produce something that just shows how dynamic the art scene is here in Arkansas.
One last question. For someone like me who has little, if any, real background in visual arts, for what reason is this exhibition so noteworthy that I or someone else like me wouldn't want to miss seeing it?
Well, the work is all incredibly well crafted. It ranges from extremely beautiful to quirky to funny to interesting, thought-provoking. It's a wide range of styles of work. It's a wide range of types of imagery, and it's something, there's something there for everyone. I think that it's work that's being created by very thoughtful and successful isn't really the right word, serious artists that have worked for a large number of years, and they really know what they're doing. And I think for anyone who's interested in the arts, coming to see this exhibition will help you a little bit better understand who we are and what is happening in our state. I think it's an excellent display of what the art scene is locally as well as nationally. Mm-hmm.